Former Wisconsin Badgers starting nose tackle Olive Sagapolo was employed by the Detroit Lions the last two seasons, but spent his time primarily on the team's practice squad. Now, Sags has a chance for a new beginning in Atlanta with the Falcons. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on our website, WWIB.com, for all the info you need to connect and give quickly, safely, and securely. Olive Sagapolo is back with me from A-Town today, where he signed that free agent contract with the Atlanta Falcons. Good to have you return here, Olive. Last time we talked about how you'd been spending a lot of time in the Bible, in God's Word, and how it's beginning to make a difference in your life and continues to make a difference in your life and your future. Tell me how God has changed you through the process of spending this time in His Word.
I feel like the more I kind of spend time in His Word, the more I talk about His patience and timing. A couple months ago, I caught COVID, and I had all these little workouts lined up ready for me. I was going to go here. I was going to go to Wisconsin, do the pro day, and then I was going to come out to San Diego and do another little workout. But then I caught COVID. You know, I was real frustrated, but you know what? I kind of just left it up to God and really worked on my patience and timing. And although I missed that workout, I still came back around in April. And God still came through and helped me through to get through this rookie mini camp.
Yeah, God's got a plan. You just got to trust. I know that can be frustrating for all of us at times, and you had to kind of sit back and just relax in God's will for your life, and that's what happened. So the Falcons, you're down in Atlanta, signed with the Falcons. They were 4-12, Olive, last year, last in the NFC South. Any sense, I know you haven't been there very long, but any sense from your early looks at this team that maybe they can get it turned around next season?
You know what? I'm not really sure. As of right now, I'm just kind of coming in to try to do the best that I can for this team and try to put my best tape on film, you know. I can't really speak for what the Falcons have, but for me personally right now, I'm just trying to earn opportunities, whatever opportunities I get, just try to make the most of it and have fun.
Yep, just kind of live in the moment, I guess. Well, your first taste of pro football was coming out of Madison, University of Wisconsin. Your first gig was in Green Bay, signed a free agent contract with the Packers. What was that first training camp like for you up at Lambeau?
The first NFL camp was real eye-opening. I think for me it was kind of one of those moments where I kind of look around like, wow, this is kind of what it takes to be a pro. This is what it takes to really be a pro and how to be an effective pro. And I think just kind of watching Green Bay on TV, seeing Aaron Rodgers, seeing Devontae Adams, Kenny Clark, all these guys who I used to watch on TV, and now I'm actually right next to them playing. It was definitely very exciting. For me, I'm a real big learner, so being able to just sit there and listen to what they have to say about what they do, what they go through daily to be a pro, I think that was definitely one of the biggest things.
Mm-hmm. And then when the Packers released you, you signed on with the Lions, spent a couple of seasons in Detroit, most of that on the practice squad. I think you did suit up for games or didn't play, so you really didn't touch the field for a down, NFL down. How frustrating was that for you? How tough were those 2 years in Detroit?
It was very tough, very, very tough. But, you know, I feel like that kind of comes back to God's timing and patience. You know, although it wasn't my time necessarily at that moment, as much as I wished for it, you know, I can't do anything without God's timing. And so that's kind of where I just left it at. I was glad I was able to contribute to practice squad and be able to come in and give the best looks that I can for those guys who are getting ready to play. So,
all right, Olive Sagapolo. on today's sports and commentary show today. The former Badgers nose tackle and the guy who made the standing backflip famous on YouTube. And gosh, we're out of time again, Olive. So let me get you back here for our next sports and commentary. Talk about the backflip and it went viral. And talk about your faith more, your commitment to Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Appreciate you spending time with me again. Have a good one, all right?
You too.